Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible. Hanging out, the bad seed, the broken ain't a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad attitude, bad tape, bad lie, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Perella Palatial, right across the river and through the woods from where Granny loves to snap five-footers of shockwave before she goes to bed in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dressed in plastic bags to break the traffic, some kind of fashion check, I don't do, but all my friends come around, fuzzy, party up, rats on the west side, bedbugs uptown, what a mess, this ties a tad in my brain, splattered all over my hands, you do be check, I do. Hey, what's gigging on Pharrell? Carver High's running it tonight. So far, we got a good game going on in D.C. on the Thursday nighter. Pain Day style, 14-10, Washington at the half. Nice drive by Washington at the end of the second quarter, and you get the McKissick two-yard rush, long drive. They move down the field. Well done. They score, take the 14-10 lead. Early on, Daniel Jones, a six-yard run. And the Gano kick, 7-0 Giants. Then McLaurin, a pass from Cold, Heineken Light for 11 yards. Hopkins, the extra point. It was tied up. And then Gano, a 23-yarder, made it 10-7 Giants. And then the McKissick rush to make it 14-10 Washington as they get ready to start the second half. We'll keep our eyes on it. One other one of note, there's a college football game going on tonight. And I saw it before Carver High, 21-7 Louisiana at the half. And that's where it is now from what I'm seeing. Maybe I'm crazy.
Yeah.
All right. So is that what the score is?
Yeah. The Raging Cajuns got one right as they were going to halftime with no time on the clock. They were able to get one across the goal line to make it 21-7. They just kicked off second half.
All right. I haven't been watching the college game. I've been watching the pro game. I did want to mention something here, Carver High, very important. So there's this fan of the show that her dad is an enormous fan listener of the show, like apparently every show, the whole deal. And we're cool with that, obviously. We dig anybody that loves the show and listens to the show and catches the show live or the podcast of the show. Of course, every day after, like, so tomorrow morning, I release the podcast of both shows, Coast to Coast, the TV show, and Pharrell on the Bench, this show, in a iTunes podcast form. And I release it on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and of course, it's on iTunes, right? So apparently, this girl, and I might as well just say her name, right? Because she wants me to. Anyway, Catherine Nowakowski is writing me, and it's crucial that her father understands what's happening here at Carver High. We've got a massive development. This is all evolving rapidly. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego near Tijuana. Do you wanna? Sports Map, Sports Byline, Armed Forces Radio. It's Pharrell and Avenge. Barber High's running it. I'm Pharrell. So anyway, Catherine Nowakowski reached out to me, and I got her message. And she was really smart, and she found me. And then I told my IT guy to, you know, reach out to her via the email or whatever through customer service at PharrellandAvenge.com. And I said, reach out to her and tell her that I'm going to do this on the show tonight. I'm just going to do it. The big reveal, Carver High. I know you're excited. It looks as though, from what I'm seeing here, from what I'm gauging, it appears that Catherine's husband has knocked her up, Carver High. It appears to me that Catherine's father is going to be a grandfather, and that she is holding, she is with child.
Ooh.
She is preggers, full on. I mean, it is all happening. Catherine is having a baby, and it looks as though the way that her father will find out is via Pharrell on the Bench. What do you think of them, Havel Scarborough High? Good old Catherine with the release tonight of her innermost secret to her father via the airwaves tonight. She wanted to let her dad know that she was having a baby.
Well, that's quite the way to do it. Might as well go big or go home. That's what Catherine has decided to do here tonight on the bench. So nice job by her.
So what do you think? Do you think her dad is running around right now? Do you think he dove for the phone? Do you think he dove for a Bud Light or a Tito's? I mean, what do you think we got going here?
I mean, I guess it would all depend on the circumstances surrounding this news. If this is the route that we've chosen to take, I'd have to assume that there was maybe some hint that this could come at some point down the road. This isn't an out-of-nowhere surprise.
Yeah. It's obvious that there's been a lot of action going on. You know what I mean? At the Kowakowski household, during the COVID and everything, staying at home, cozy nights by the fire, something developed and it happened, and they're having a kid. All right, for all intervention. So, Catherine's having a baby, and it's very exciting for everyone. And she and her husband obviously had some, it would appear to me, relations during the, it may seem as though, like, because, you know, this is probably like a, I'm guessing, because I don't know the details, I'm guessing this is like a, you know, somewhere around 12 weeks or something, Carver High. This could be a, you know, during the COVID Delta surge that, you know, when everything started brewing again, when there was activity.
Yeah. I mean, this is the tail end. I mean, you talk about, I don't know, I guess you could still constitute this as a COVID baby, right? I guess you gotta. I mean, it's not full lockdown, but yeah, I mean, you can.
Not full lockdown like you.
I got, yeah, William was a full-blown COVID lockdown. Baby, no doubt.
Well, that's the thing I want to talk to you about, because I think Catherine and her husband had relations here during the last surge, and she has become pregnant. And the key is that you had relations with Hot Nicole at, you know, full lockdown. Like, there was, you know, no one was going anywhere. There was no toilet paper at the store. There were no paper towels. There was nothing. It was, everything was scarce. Meat, chicken. There was no ability to get anything except, and very important for you, alcohol.
Yeah.
Everyone started drinking more. Everyone started drinking more booze, wine, beer. Thus, Carver High, while in lockdown, made his move. What happened?
Well, yeah, I mean, listen, clearly there wasn't much to do. You know, you're sitting around And we kind of, you know, the decision had to be made at some point. We knew there was going to be another go-around, so figured might as well do it now. Well, there's not much else going on.
So was there was like a family decision made. It wasn't just a spur-of-the-moment session?
No.
Like it was there was a discussion. So that, well, it was a discussion that Ray Lewis needed a sibling.
Well, there was a discussion that we knew there was going to be one more, and there was just always a discussion of when. So,
was there a discussion of that you wanted a son so that you could put a hockey stick in his hands?
Yeah, I mean that was, you know, that was the nice part of it, that it ended up working out that way. But it wouldn't have mattered. I mean, win, lose, or draw, that was it. It wouldn't have mattered what happened.
So. Win, lose, or draw. If you had two daughters, that would have been it. And then
wouldn't have mattered. Over. Game over.
But that would have been it.
Oh yeah, there's no going back. There's no going for another trip around the sun. That's not happening.
So what do you think Catherine and her husband and her father can expect when they have this beautiful baby in 9 months?
A tiring life. A tiring life. That's what they can expect.
Well, here's another way of looking at it. It will be the greatest thing that's ever happened to you.
Oh, yeah, that too. Sure.
And the most overwhelming thing that's ever happened to you. So your life no longer matters at all.
Zero.
It is the end of your life as you now know it. Now you live and breathe for someone else. And it starts in your belly. I mean, that baby sucks the life out of you, and then when it's born, it does it again, but it does it nonstop every day for years. But I will say this, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, Catherine, because eventually young child will, boy or girl, be able to find its own way to the junk food cabinet and the cereal and the chips and the munchies and the fruit, and whatever else it eats. Once that kid finds its way to where the food is on its own, everything, the sun comes shining through the windows. You might even go out on the back deck and puff a fat one based on. Once the kid starts doing things on its own, going to the bathroom on its own, and eating on its own, it is a glorious day. Carver, how do you remember when young Ray Lewis started doing her own eating and her own cabling?
Yeah, it's big time. It helps a lot. And that's what the hard part was. When you make the decision to go back to the well and you've come so far with the first one that you have to start all that stuff over. That's the tough part.
But you got to admit, the second one's easier.
Yeah, I mean, so far. We'll see how that goes.
Well, like, do you remember the first time that Ray Lewis got, she got sick and you guys freak out like she's going to die or something?
Right.
And then you rush her to the doctor and your wife's worried and you're worried because she's worried and it's the end of the world and it's just, you know, traumatic and it's the baby sick and it's sicker than anything has ever been sick. Any human being, any animal, the daughter is sick and you've just noticed that it's the fever and the coughing and the sneezing and the runny nose is more dramatic than Niagara Falls. It's the most overwhelming sickness ever. And then you go to the doctor and the doctor's like, it's nothing. You're fine. Give the baby this. You're good to go. The second kid gets sick and you're like bouncing it like a basketball to the doctor's office. Here. And the second one gets sick, you're like, take this. You're good. The second one gets sick, you're like, tell your mother. Everything is easier with the second one. You're sick? That's awful. Go to your room. Don't come near me. That's what you do. Have you noticed that yet, Carver High?
Yeah, there's definitely some differences when you go from one to two in terms of just things like that. You're not as worried about some things, and some things come a little easier. There's a learning curve.
A lot of stress. Everything's about them now. Catherine, it's going to be great for you. Good luck. I'm happy for you. I'm happy for your husband. I'm happy for your father, who's a big fan of the show. Now he knows. Hopefully he knows now, and he's called you. He's drinking right now, having a cigar. I remember when I found out I was having a son, which was my first, I ran out of the hospital, and I was very excited, and I sparked up a cigar, Partagas, and I inhaled every hit, and I called a bunch of people and let them know that I was having a son. Crazy. It was crazy. And then I remember when I had it, it was crazy. Now, which one was it, Carver High? I think I delivered the second one live on Howard's morning show, Howard Stern. I did the a delivery of CHOP on Howard's show in the morning, live on his show, on the radio, on Sirius, on Howard 100, from the hospital. And Manny Alvarez from Fox News, the medical doctor correspondent for Fox, he delivered the baby live on the radio on Howard. And he admitted me, let me do that live broadcast, because you can't do a live broadcast. You can't be in the delivery room doing a live radio show having a baby. But he let me do it, and I did it. And I also played Metallica the entire time the baby was being born, blaring Metallica in the delivery room. Very cool. Chicks dig me. I think my wife wanted to kill me, but it didn't matter what she thought at that point. She really wasn't involved other than having the baby. It was more important that I did a good broadcast in the play-by-play. There's a lot of blood on the floor and placenta and umbilical cords and stuff. She was just in the way, my wife. I got to tell you, Carver High, I don't think that I am still not sold on this Washington defense, because all I've heard is that, like, they're the best defense in the NFL, best defensive front in the NFL, and yada, yada. And then, like, I'm in the kitchen tonight. Gunner, my son, says, they're the best defense in the NFL. And I was like, you are tripping. I said, you are tripping. If you are the best defense in the NFL, hands down, bar none, you're not playing one playoff game and you're done. As far as I'm concerned, Carver, if you're the best defense in the league, you should be at least in the title game. And I mean, what I've seen tonight, for the most part, on top of a lot of bad penalties that they're getting called for, which are bad penalties on them. They're like, they're guilty as charged, like stupid penalties. Their secondary has been thrown for pass interference flags left and right. Fuller just got one. And then when it's not a flag for them screwing up like a third and 13 and they get a pass interference, then the only other natural reaction is the Giants are getting the first down by passing easy, you know, 10, 15-yard passes from Jones to Galladay, whoever. And they're just completing passes left and right. It's not like I think he's, superb or anything. I'm not saying that. But I'll say this. I think he's looked better than Heineken Light. That's just me. You tell me what you're seeing, because I've seen him make plays left and right. Like, he just threw a touchdown right now, a bomb, like a 30-yarder touchdown to Slayton, and the Giants have the lead. Right when I said it, Darius Slayton catches a bomb touchdown from Jones, and now they got the lead. Like, this guy is doing whatever he wants to that Washington defense, which to me looks terrible. So you're telling me that's the best defense in the league? You are absolutely high on crack.
Yeah, I think that along with you, the notion that the Washington defense is like some top five unit in the league is a little out of control. Now, their defensive line you can maybe start, you know, because listen, they've got some good young players, whether it's Allen, whether it's Chase Young, Sweat, you know, those guys can get after the QB, but a defense is an entire unit and they don't have the best linebackers. And as you can see by what, I mean, especially on a play like that, I mean, their secondary isn't all world. It's the defensive line and Chase Young that gives them the hype and the pub. And they're getting ripped up by Danny Dimes tonight. And I think the key for Jones here was what was smart early in the game, a lot of running plays. Because let's be honest here, his best weapon isn't his arm. It's his legs. It's when he gets out and starts making some plays with his legs. That is when Jones is at his best. And that was a nice throw that he made to Slayton on that touch.
Well, you know, so he's thrown really nicely to Galladay and now this bomb to Slayton, 33 yards, strike. Now they lead 20-14. I have to say, he's 16-21 for 163 yards in this touchdown. Heineken hasn't been that bad, 19-24 for 170 yards in a touchdown. So they're basically in the same mold, almost identical. But, you know, I got to tell you, like right now, late in the game, as they into the third quarter, I mean, Heineken did his stuff in the you know, first half. They haven't done anything since then, and Jones has looked good early, and now he's looked good early in the second half again. So it's the third quarter, and he's performing. And then now I find it extremely difficult. If you ask me, it's going to be hard for them to cover that three.
Yeah, this is the kind of game that's shaping up, you know, because look, even if you get another touchdown, right, you know, if they come right down and get a touchdown at some point, Washington, extra, you're talking a 21-20 game. This seems like the type of game that could end a 1-2 point type of game. You know, I think it's dicey right now in terms of them covering that original 3.5 or 3, depending on even, you know, where you got
it. It went down to 3 and then went back to 3.5. But Shepard's got 7 catches. Slayton, 2 catches and the touchdown. Galladay, 2 catches. Rudolph, 1. Barkley, 2. Smith and Booker, 1 each. And Jones actually leads him in rushing with a touchdown and 82 yards on 7 carries and an 11.7-yard average. That's, you know, pretty impressive. As far as Heineken Light, he's got 2 carries for 4 yards. And he's thrown, as I mentioned, a 7.1-yard average with the touchdown. The touchdown catch was McLaurin, as we mentioned. He's been sacked once. Jones has been sacked 3 times. And Jones is averaging 7.8 yards per pass. But they both look, you know, pretty decent. It's just the timing of when Jones is doing it for me. Now that we're late in the game, we're not in the second quarter. We're in the third quarter. And there's 4.5 minutes left in the third. And then it's, you know, money time. So at some point, I don't think they're at money time yet. I think they're, you know, in the second half, in the third quarter, and he's setting himself up to, at the very least, cover. And I know that doesn't matter to the G-men. They need to win. They don't care about the spreads. We do. But if you're in game right now on this game, I don't know. Have you looked at it? What do you think you would do right now in game? What's the in game line right now?
Right now, Giants minus 2.5 is your in game line.
How do you feel about that?
I think it's real dicey. I do. I think it's real dicey. I'm actually thinking more along the total end. And it, you know, I did like the under, of course, going into this game. But listen, these teams have moved the football. Both of these defenses have not looked great tonight. You're sitting with 34 points.
What was the number, 50? What was it?
Well, pregame, it was 40.5. 40.5, 41. So they're at 34 right now. You need one more touchdown to crack that pregame over. The live over was just 47.5. That's 2 more touchdowns in this game. Very possible.
So now they're throwing a flag on the Giants, and Judge is losing his mind, cussing out the refs. Oh, that's definitely a pass interference. He nailed him before the ball got there. Look at it. He nailed him.
I just saw it.
You got to call
that. I got to see it a little slower.
Listen, if you're going to call all those handsy, you know, PIs against Washington, you got to call a guy blasting the receiver 2 seconds before the ball gets there. I mean, that was at least a second and a half before the ball got there. At least.
Yeah.
Did you see it? He hit him.
I just saw
flush.
I think it was a good call.
That's a good call. I mean, without a doubt. That's a pass interference. He nailed him before the ball got there. That's all there is.
I don't know what Judge is yelling about there. Like,
Judge was yelling that he was going for the ball, which he wasn't. He hit him before the ball got there, and everyone knows it. Eggman knows it. Buck knows it. You know it. I know it. And then Judge is arguing it, and that's just a flat-out run. Another big run from Gibson. So now Washington's on the move. You know what's funny about this game is Carver High. It's turning into a hell of a game.
Yeah. Well, it's like you always say, when there's two bad teams in these games, usually you get a good game.
It's always a good game when two bad teams hook up. But you know
like
what?
Yeah.
Monday night was great.
Great game. Well, it's like I was saying to you before during the commercial. I was saying, geez, real barn burner next week with Carolina and Houston. It'll probably be a good game.
That should be a great game. Based on two crappy teams playing later tonight, sports fans. Your boy, go for the two, Joe Lisi. Carver High's partner in crime every day on their college football show. At 1 o'clock Eastern on Sirius XM. It is happening again. Gopher to two is on the bench to break down the big weekend in college football. There's games tomorrow, too.
Yes, two good, you know, not listen, say good, but two interesting games, I think. I actually really like these two games tomorrow night. I love Central Florida against Louisville, and I really like Maryland against Illinois. Two good games tomorrow night.
Louisiana scored again. They're up 28-7. They're now up 21 on Ohio.
Make it 14 because Ohio just scored a touchdown as you were saying that. So 28-14 it's going to be now. Yeah.
There you go. So I told you before the game they were getting – it went to 19.5, and I got it at 22 when it opened. Got to get nice. That fat number when it opens up. Third and 7 complete, but they're short by a foot. Now another flag. Maybe it's either holding or it's roughing the passer. Holding. So there goes that. There goes that drive. Now they're going to punt. Now with that penalty, you know, third and 17, they're doomed and they're down 6. You start thinking they're in trouble because they had a good drive and it's going to get thwarted and now they got to get rid of the football. I don't see them getting the first down as Pharrell and Evan. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Hopkins kicked a 49-yard field goal to make it 20-17, a 7-play 44-yard drive, 3:11 off the clock. And Giants are up 3 with 1.5 left in the third. I might add that, Carver High, we should talk at some point here, so why not now, about another failed night for the Yankees. Yeah. I mean, are you kidding me?
Certainly
weren't they?
Was.
They were winning the game 2-1, weren't they? In the ninth, did they blow it? It was a walk off.
Yeah, the Orioles tied it in the ninth. They scored on a wild pitch to tie the game.
Clay Holmes with a wild pitch.
Yeah, and then the Orioles won it in the bottom of the tenth.
Austin Hayes chopped an RBI single in the tenth that lifted the Orioles to the win. I mean, it's unbelievable to me how they keep losing to the Orioles this season when it matters most.
It's what's going to keep them either out of the wild card game or going on the road for the wild card game is their record against the Orioles this year. Clearly that. I mean, it's just miserable. They're done with them, though, now. Tonight was the last game against the Orioles this year.
two outs in the ninth with a lead and they blow it and they lose in 10. You know when you blow the lead in the ninth that you're going to lose the game, right, in some level? Here's your boy Danny Dimes throwing strikes again, about a 13-yarder to Slayton this time. I mean, he's just doing whatever he wants to this crappy defense, this overrated crap defense. I have heard all I can take about Washington's defense, bro. You know they're hairdryer city. That's it.
Yeah, I agree. They stink.
Hairdryer city. You're big. You mentioned their front. Everyone's thought they get the best pass rush in the NFL. Bullshack.
No, best pass rush, the one I think is the one that I watched.
He just threw another 20-yarder. He just threw another 20-yarder to Smith, the backup tight end. I mean, this guy's carving him up like it's Thanksgiving. They suck. That's it. That's all there is to it. Their defense sucks. It's all hype. It's overrated. Even with Chase Young, they suck. That's all Bostic. All I've heard. They suck. And now he throws another one. That one gets knocked down. Flag. Every play, there's a flag. I'm done listening to anybody tell me that's a good football team right there. I bet on him in week one and lost. I'm going to lose again tonight with him. I'm done with him. I mean, honestly, you know they're going down, right, in this game? Do you seriously think they're going to come back and win this game after? I mean, Jones is doing whatever he wants to him. It's the only team in the NFL he can beat.
That part is amazing, that it's the only team that he can beat. If he wins tonight, he's going to get his fifth win out of his 9 wins in the NFL would be against Washington. That is amazing. You would think after now they'd come up with some kind of scheme to stop Daniel Jones. I mean, Daniel Jones. Sad.
So the other games that mattered today, right? The Rays beat the Tigers 5-2. At some level, the Rays are going to the postseason. We know that. Phillies 17-8 all over the Cubs. They killed them. I know Harper hit another one tonight. And that one. Let's just look at that one. Harper homers. They're yelling MVP in Philly for him.
How about the Cubs tonight? Did you see they were up 7-0 in that game? The Cubs had a 7-0 lead. I'll tell you right now what inning that was.
It was 7-0 in the third.
And then they gave up 7 in the bottom of the fourth. So they scored 7 in the top of the third and then gave up 7 in the bottom of the fourth. And
you're
then
right.
The Phillies never looked back after that.
And then Harper had an RBI double. And then he later hit a home run to right, 432-foot bomb. So he had three for four, three runs, four RBIs, two walks, a double, and a home run. And he's hitting 314 now. And I just want to look at his numbers now. Again, 33 home runs. And what do I tell you every year? He's good for 35 every year. And so it's just automatic. And now, I mean, there's still several games left, right? What's tomorrow? The 17th?
Yeah.
They played in the third. He's going to hit 40. I mean, seven more.
If they get in and the Padres don't, giving it to him, the MVP.
Yeah.
Over Tatis.
Yeah.
I probably would too.
I mean, Tatis hits his 39th home run. I'll give him that. And he's doing it. So he was 2 for 3 tonight, two walks, an RBI, his 39th home run. But he's hitting 289. So a guy with 33 and hitting 314 to me is better than a guy with 39 hitting 289. It's just simple. The guy's got six more home runs, but he's not hitting for average like Harper is.
But it's more than that to me. And it's the same thing we talk about with Ohtani and Vlad and all that. For me, it's more.
Playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, Matt, that stuff, I think it's a bigger weight. than even just pure stats. I think it's leading your team, really, you know, defining that most valuable player aspect. That stuff is more important to me. And that's what Harper does with the Phillies.
San Diego's a half game out. They won in San Francisco today, 7-4. So they won. They're a half game out. The Dodgers and Cardinals have the two spots. Then San Diego's a half game out. Reds won. Philly 2.5. Mets 5. So if San Diego gets it, they'll give it to Tatis.
Yes. If San Diego makes the playoffs, Tatis is going to win. There's no doubt about it.
So that's two straight they got. So they split with the Giants, right? They were down 2, and then they won the last 2 days.
Correct. And now they move on to play the Cardinals this weekend. Huge series.
The Padres and Cardinals.
Yes.
And where is that series?
I'll tell you right now. I was just going to look at that myself. That series is in... It's got to be in St. Louis. Yes, it is
in St. Louis. It's three games in St. Louis, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
And the Dodgers are in Cincinnati.
But then they go play the Giants at home in 3, and then Braves 3 at home. Then they play the last 3 days of September at the Dodgers. And then they finish at San Francisco with 3, and that just can't go well, can it? Although they split their this week, so I guess they're not afraid to play there. Right?
No, they shouldn't be.
There you go. So he hits his NL leading 39th, and the Padres win to get the split against the Giants. The White Sox lost. The Reds beat Maley beat them, right? And 1-0. Astros lead the Rangers 9-1, bottom 7. But how about the Cubs up 7-0, and then they lose 17-8? How pathetic is that? Giants get the field goal, so they're back up 6. Gano kicks the field goal. They go up 23-17. There's no way Washington's covering that number. They'll be lucky they win the game. So if they score now, if they score and get the extra point, they'd be up 24-23, right? Yeah. So if they do that, that'll be the last time they score, don't you think?
I don't know, unless you think Danny – let's say they scored on this drive. Danny Dimes have enough time to go down and get another.
So if Washington scores and takes the lead by 1, you still think Dimes takes them down the field and gets them at least a Gano field goal to win the game?
I think it's possible. Redskins live, plus 3.5.
They're getting 3.5 now, down 6. Are you going to do it? Do you like your chances there with your boy Heineken Light?
It's tempting.
Not the way I've seen them struggle.
And the reason why it's tempting is because you just said it with the math. Like, if they score and go up 1 at 24-23, and let's say the Giants kick a field goal to win it, you know, they're going to lose a game by 2, and you're getting 3.5 right now live.
That's not the worst bet.
It's not. But do you trust cold Heineken Light?
And what do you got to pay to get that 3.5?
Yeah, it's minus 145. So you're paying some juice.
Not that bad.
It's not. It's been worse. But...
I cannot believe that they own them this much, that they just don't lose to Washington, and they can't beat anybody else in the NFL. Is that not amazing to you?
Yeah, it is pretty ridiculous.
How stupid am I to bet on Washington, even though I know that the Giants just own them?
Half his wins are against him in his career.
When I heard that, I should have just flipped and gone the other way. I don't flip, though. I just can't believe it. I mean, they suck. I don't care what anybody says. And I'm not even going to be nice tomorrow about it either, how bad they suck. Now, even if they steal this game, I still think they suck. I mean it. I'm not hesitating when I say it. If they steal this game... and win by 1, I still don't think they're a good football team. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't think that they're a good team either. I don't think really any team in that division is good.
Six plays, 41 yards. I mean, this guy's done basically whatever he wants all night to him, Jones. I mean, he's been completing passes left and right. You can't even deny it. I mean, it's unbelievable. I want to see what his numbers are now. 20 of 25 for 215, 8.6 yard average, and a touchdown. Been sacked four times, a 115.8 rating. You know, what was his total? It was something like 250, wasn't it? 240 something? The remember you were giving me the propo today?
Yeah, it was in the 240s.
And then your boy Heineken was right around under too. And I said I like the under with both of them.
Yeah.
But he can do it. I think obviously Jones can pass that. In my view, he's got 215 and he's going to get the ball again. You know he's going to get the ball again in this game.
Here comes a big play. There you go. Almost out to midfield already. Cold Heineken life, baby.
There's no way they're keeping the ball the whole quarter here in the fourth. No. I think Washington has to score. There's 13 minutes left. They've got to get this drive and score and take the lead, or they're going to lose.
They need a touchdown.
I
know three will get you back to 3 points, but you want to get seven. Get seven here.
I actually think, I really do. I think the Giants' defense has played better than Washington's overrated, hyped BS defense tonight, without a doubt. It's for all of it. Like, are you seeing these passes that Heineken Light's throwing right now, Carver High? It seemed like a couple of them were dangerous ducks. And then how about when he tried to flick that pass and he fell down and fumbled instead, but there was pass interference on the play and he got, lucked out right there. He got the jimmy from the ref. So he's scaring me a little bit. Like, he does not look like the playoff guy that everybody rants and raves about, that he's this great quarterback. Now, I said on the show on Coast to Coast this week, look, I think I've seen him, to me, he's just as good as Fitzpatrick. I know a lot of people think Fitzpatrick's this great quarterback, and I'm not one of them.
Yeah, look, we haven't seen a lot of Cold Heineken Light yet, but here in this second half, he is throwing some ducks. Look at this ball. Where was that?
I mean, it was just a terrible pass into the end.
Jeez, I mean, what was that?
Just terrible. So now it's third and 10. This is a huge play because they can't score. They keep kicking field goals, and it's just not good enough.
No, and I need seven here. If the kids, with this much time left, Rivera's going to kick a field goal. He's going to make it 23-20 with 9 minutes.
If he kicked a field goal here and then they scored a touchdown, they'd win by four.
Yeah.
But this guy's not going to get the first down here. They got to kick the field goal. They're not going to go for it with 9 minutes left, Artie. You got to get the points.
Oh, he's going to kick. The riverboat run isn't as riverboat as they think.
He has to kick because then if they, at worst, they could kick a field goal to tie the game. They're down six. So they bring in Hopkins again. I don't trust him either. I've seen him miss some field goals. Your boy Hopkins. Here's a 37-yarder. He made one for 49 earlier. Here it is. It's good.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 7-9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.